Hello, and welcome again to Variety Bang, the podcast that bangs out content in 15 minutes or less, so you can listen at your convenience. As always, I am your host, Travis B., and today we are going to discuss the Cult of Stanley. Now, many of you may ask, what is the Cult of Stanley? Well, recently there's a trend, basically, of people, mostly women, I'm not being sexist, just being honest, buying multiple colored Stanley 40-ounce tumblers and accessorizing them. Some people name them, and a lot of them display them. I don't understand it, but the reason I'm doing this podcast is because I'm reaching out for help because my wife has recently become a cult member of the Cult of Stanley. So I'm going to give you a brief history lesson as I remember it. You can find this information on YouTube or in the on the web in general. So if I'm off with dates and things, don't hold me accountable. Just I'm going to go a quick walk through what I remember in my head. So Stanley was started in late 1800s, early 1900s. A gentleman by the name of, can you guess, Stanley, invented a way to vacuum seal a bottle, keeping things hot and cold. Like the hot keeps the hots hot and the colds cold. So this has been a company around for over 100 years. It's been profitable. They mostly target men, construction workers, maybe outdoorsy types. Usually the thermoses they made were made for, you know, for coffee, for guys who work construction sites and had no access to coffee and such. And throughout the years, that's been their mainstay. They've tried reaching out once or twice. They've tried, like, different camping cups and different things, but their most successful has been basically the green. I'm sure most of anyone has seen the green Stanley thermoses. I actually had one years ago that I used for coffee, and it worked great. I mean, it's a good product. It's a very good product. So fast forward to about, I believe it was 2014, and maybe 2012, I'm not sure, sometime in the mid-2010s, and Stanley put out some tumblers, some handled 40-ounce handled vacuum-sealed tumblers, and basically what they went ahead and did is they put them on the market, and they didn't sell too well until a podcasting group of mothers, three ladies, I believe, found these tumblers and loved them and started really, you know, preaching them on their podcast left and right. Free advertisement for Stanley. And they even reached out to Stanley and said, hey, we think these things are great. Our audience thinks these things are great. We need more. They had a hard time getting to the main person, the person they needed to talk to. But once they finally did, it was on because Stanley was selling out of these things left and right. So they listened to the mommy bloggers. They did a collaboration and they started targeting these tumblers more, not totally, but more towards women. They made colors like whites and pastels and, you know, definitely targeted, you know, ladies and women and working mothers and, you know, people on the go. And but they went crazy. I mean, they sold out of these tumblers. And then Stanley said, we got something hot here. And they started making, like I said, just really marketing it crazy and a lot of online marketing and a lot through the mommy bloggers. And long story short, Stanley went from being a $7 million a year company to a $750 million a year company. That's amazing. Now, an interesting fact, the same guy who's running Stanley now, he ran Crocs back when Crocs were a joke. To me, Crocs were always a joke, but at one point they were pretty low and they weren't very popular. They were basically used by nurses and kitchen chefs and things like that. But, you know, this guy comes in the Crocs and he starts, you know, having collaborations with rap stars and country stars and starts, you know, accessorizing. And before you know it, Crocs become really, really freaking cool. Everybody wants Crocs. Well, he basically did the same thing to Stanley tumblers. He has some smart strategies. He has a lot of limited editions. My wife actually won a limited edition, brown. It looks like a brown, but it's like coffee. They call it coffee or gold or something like that. But she actually won one. And by win, I don't mean she doesn't have to pay. She still has to pay for it. But she was one of the people that got it. And she's actually turning around and selling it for $40 more than she bought it for, which is where my dislike of Stanley starts. Because they're very smart to do what they're doing as far as, you know, making the limited editions and the hard to get cups. But the problem is that you have people like my wife who decide that they really want a cup, even though they have two or three Stanleys already and counting. They want this special cup you can't find anywhere. So instead of buying it for $45, which is all these cups go for about $45, which is a little pricey. But if you're going to buy one cup and actually use it, then I'm fine with that because actually it's a good cup. It does keep, you know, it really does insulate well. But So my wife will go out and say, well, I really want this Christmas edition cup. You're going to love this. I can't wait to tell you about this. This Christmas edition cup, where she bought it right after Christmas. And she bought a thing for $120. Now remember, these are $45. Brand new. $120, never used. That's great. And I asked her if she tried it or you have been using it. And she told me, no, that's for Christmas. It's a cup. It's not a decoration. It's a cup. And she's not going to use it till Christmas. I mean, this is the cult mentality that I was talking about. This is what's scary, is that I think she has 6 cups, and she says she wants one for every day of the week. But I guarantee, and I know, that when she gets that 7th cup, which she will, I'm sure it's going to be for more than $45, she's then going to say she wants one for every day of the year, because I know my wife. I guess there's worse things you could collect. I mean, you know, she could be, you know, I don't know. Is there? Yeah, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's worse things. But here's the point I'm trying to make with all this. I appreciate Stanley. I think they did a really good turnaround. They're making money left and right. I'm actually happy for them. And the cups are pretty cool. In all honesty, I would like a Stanley cup for myself, because I am a 1 cup, maybe 2 cup guy. I'm the kind of guy, I don't need more than 1 or 2 cups max, you know, to make me happy. You know, just wash the one after you're done using it, or use another one if you want. Our cupboard is full of cups right now that we don't use. So I even told her, get me a Stanley. And then, you know, I can actually, we use that. And then, you know, we get rid of these other cups. But she's just going overboard. And it's funny, because she goes to where she has this new job, which she's doing very well at. She's very happy. She's been there about a month. And this past week, somebody that works there called her out. He's like, didn't you have a gray cup yesterday? She's like, well, yeah. And that one's white. She's like, well, yeah. She's like, how many of these cups do you have? And she kind of laughed and told him. He's like, same reaction as me, but maybe because he's a guy. Why do you need more than 1, maybe 2 cups? If you have 1 cup at work and 1 cup at home, that makes sense. She has 6 cups, and she's going to have 7, and she's going to keep collecting. They're going to keep coming out with new colors that she wants, and this is rare, and that's rare, and she wants this. There's one called a hammer texture cup. It's like, you know, the thermos has had the green hammer texture. It's that, but it's in a Stanley cup. She wants that damn thing so bad. They retail for $220 used on the used market. I mean, they might not have ever been used, but that's what people sell them for. $45 cup for $210. And she'll do it. She almost told me she almost bought one for $190, because that was a deal. I said $190 for a cup. That's a deal. And she's like, well, yeah, because they're normally like $220. So I don't know what to do. She's been giving me a hard time because I've been picking on her a lot about it, which I have. But, I mean, we all have things we spend money on that others don't understand. I mean, for a long time, I was into radios and, you know, maybe video games or whatever I spend money on. I'm sure she doesn't understand and doesn't get, which, you know, again, I totally get it. But why would you need more than 1 or 2 cups? I don't know. Maybe you all out there can help me and answer that question for me, because I'm at a loss. Like I said, go ahead, do yourself a favor and watch it. Like, I think it's like a 10 or 12 minute video on YouTube. I'm sure there's quite a few of them, but the one I watched is like 12 minutes long, on the rise of Stanley and how it started, and where their, you know, ad revenues went. And just, you know, it's very interesting to see how far they've come. I mean, whoever's the main man of Stanley's got to be doing cartwheels, because they're a very profitable company right now, and there's no sign of slowing down. Now, I'm sure eventually, like all fads, and I'm calling this a fad, this fad will slow down. I think there'll always be a market for tumblers of different colors, but this is just a little much. I mean, I don't understand it, you know, and the only reason I want one is because I want to get rid of other cups I have in my house. Otherwise, I don't need a Stanley. So anyway, that's all for this one. Y'all take care. I will be seeing you. I'll be talking to you shortly, I hope, and God bless, and take care. Bye.